fine, my 4-9. She's real fine, my 4-9, my 4-9.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. I'd like to start off the program with anybody having the answer to the trivia. Last week I gave the trivia, and you had a week to go look it up. Okay? Anyway.
What's the trivia?
Huh? What's the trivia? When did and how did the shaka sign start? Where and when? Okay? Not the one Fosse did. The original. Okay? Okay. I mentioned this last week about this part or this brand called OEM. They sell starters and alternators and stuff. I don't recommend using it. They're very, very poorly made. And they don't last long. So, if you're having work done on your car, make sure that technician is that brand. You'll be lucky if it lasts a year. And if they don't warranty it, you're going to be buying it again or another brand. Okay? And a lot of people have been calling and complaining about the broadcasting quality. You know, I apologize for that. I'm sorry, but I have no control in that. Just give the station manager a call, Barry, and talk to him. Okay? The other thing is insurance. I discovered this from Island Insurance, supposedly being a good insurance company, but they interpret coverage differently from what is on the policy. So I advise you to be very careful if you have that company, Island Insurance. Be very, very careful. Because I just got bad burn from them, and I don't think it's right. Okay? When you buy insurance, you expect the agent or the insurance company to explain the coverage to you. Okay? And when they say no problem, you're fully covered. What is fully covered? Fully covered is fully covered. Until you make a claim, then they say, oh, I'm sorry, but that's not covered. That's not the right time to be told that you're not covered for that particular thing. Anyway, other thing I'm going to talk about is the rail. The rail stands, those pillars that's standing up. They're cracking, and they're not supposed to be cracking. And did anybody investigate that? Why the cracks? Could it be it's the wrong concrete? Somebody should look into it. But anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. 1080. Okay? If you have a question, answer, whatever. We're flexible. Okay? Anyway, the EnviroClean thing is really great. I've been fooling with it a lot, and I like it. It's really good. Harvey and Kauai didn't like it too much. I like it. I like it. It's a lot better than the other stuff that's out there, and it's clean. It's not chemical. It's dry. And if you work with it enough on the concrete or wherever, it will dry up and clean that spot up really good. I've tried it. You gotta try it. Okay? Anyway. The other thing is, in the news, I know it's not automotive, but people have been calling me about it, is Governor Ige remarking Aloha State and taking in those, how many was it, 10,000 people? And my question is, how can he do it when he can't take care of his own homeless people here? And the homeless people is growing, it's growing. You know, you gotta take care of what's at home first before you stretch your neck out and say, I'm gonna do that. I called Governor Ige 3 times in the past about him saying that he's gonna remove ethanol from the gasoline. I called him 3 times and never, ever, ever got a call back. Is that right? Is that the right way for a governor, for a politician to be? I don't think so. He doesn't know what the ethanol was put in the gas for. How many of you out there know what the ethanol is doing in the gas? It's not making the gas greener. Okay? The ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock. Anti-knock. Okay? Those of you with old cars, 50s and 60s and older, your engines knock when you use the gas today because the octane is way too low. In the old days, in the 60s and the 50s, people all ran premium. Hardly anybody ran regular. Because with regular, the engine would knock. But with premium, it wouldn't knock.
On those older cars, can you fix it so it can run on lower octane?
No. The only way it can run lower octane is with a computer. The computer, when it senses a knock, retards the ignition timing. And if that doesn't work, then it slips the transmission, the automatic transmission. If it's an automatic, it'll slip it. So that's why a lot of people out there are having transmission problems because of the bad fuel. Okay? All you have to do is put a little more ethanol in as an anti-knock and you'll be fine. It won't knock. As far as the old cars, the classic cars, I recommend that they use 3 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of premium Shell gas, and it will not knock. I guarantee it will never knock. But Governor Ige and the politicians want to take out ethanol from the gasoline, and my simple question to him was, what are you going to replace the ethanol with? Okay? What are you going to replace it with? Back in 05, they made a statement. The EPA said this chemical called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy, is an anti-knock additive. Had to come out of the gasoline because it's not good for our health. 30 years later, they come out with that. In 1975, they added it in. In 2005, they say, oh, that's got to come out. So to replace it with something that was clean and not hazardous to the health, it was ethanol. To putting 10% ethanol into the fuel would act as an excellent anti-knock. Well, mechanics, without knowing what's going on, claim that the ethanol damages cars, damages engines, and everything else you can think of. Well, go check on the computer, folks. Check history. Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. They have lawnmowers, they have motorcycles, they have boats, they have everything. But you don't hear them having problems. And the reason they went to ethanol is because they were third world and the people couldn't afford $200 to convert the cars to run on special fuel. So ethanol could be used in anything from a weed whacker to a jet engine. So that's why they went with that.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my
boy. Okay, we're back rolling along, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. And you know, you said exactly what Bob's Minute was going to be about when you opened the show. Wow, I did a backflip, and I don't do backflips easily. When I hear the governor and they're talking about, we want the refugees to come here because we got Aloha, and I'm thinking, where are you going to put them? Do you have places that you can put people that, what, the homeless people here don't rape? But you can, you know, just invite everybody from around them. Oh, yeah, don't worry, send them. We got Aloha. Where are you going to put them at? How are you going to feed them? What, you going to pay them? Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how he says this stuff with a straight face.
I don't know either.
And again, it goes to what I said about, the more I listen to this, the more I believe these politicians, and I hate to paint with a wide brush, have no concept of what they're talking about. They just say whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any, like, you know what, call me and run it by me so I can go, that's stupid. I wouldn't say that. Somebody's going to go, what do you mean you got room for people? We're moving homeless people from this park to that park. You don't know where you're going to put them. And you're inviting people over here. And you don't even know who's coming. I think it's insane. It's unbelievable.
Okay, calm down.
You know, and then it's the same thing. And then it's the rail. And then it's the roads. And then it's just everything. I'm getting to the point where I don't, you know, I'm so mad sometimes I don't even have to heat up my damn water for coffee. So anyway, and on that note, as always, take care of your car, and it'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Put it in N and drive at night.
Okay, we have from Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Aloha, George.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Two things I wanted to mention to you. First of all, you just got rid of, talking to Roland Bob. He's the one that went to the East Coast, right?
Yep.
Did he ever bring back any of those crabs from the East Coast?
I don't think you can bring them back.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine used to ship them in here.
He brought
them in from Louisiana, and then he ships them in the blue pincher crabs.
Wow.
And they're tasty as heck. But anyway, the other thing, well, next time he calls, tell him Ski from the Outback said hello.
Okay.
The other thing, did you hear the news? I think about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, this tanker rail that had an accident, came off the tracks and left a great big spill.
Yep.
Ethanol.
Yep.
Okay. Nobody ever said it. Gee, we better call the EPA or something like that.
No, because it doesn't contaminate.
No, you know that. I know that, but how many people don't?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it. But nice talking to you, and stay well.
You too.
I'll see you next week.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 1-808-424-1080. 524-1080. The answer for that shaka sign, I know the guy Steve. Steven knows what it is.
Steven?
Oh, no. But I told him, no, Steve, you don't qualify. So he is bummed out. Anyway. Okay. The other thing that bothers me a lot, okay, is they ask for donations for the schools, for education and all that, from the people. But yet the state and city uses money, everything they have, for a rail. And they let the kids go? That's wrong. I don't know. I don't know how you see it, but I see it as wrong. The rail is going to hurt the people of Honolulu more than help. I tell you. Anyway, okay, who do we have next?
We have from Lana from Ever Beach.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm here to solve the trivia. The Shaka sign, it was on the surfers back in 1960. There was a body gesture.
A body drifter?
Yeah. Gesture. They used the shaka sign in 1960.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
I got a different answer here. It wasn't a surfer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Could give us a call if you have the answer to the shaka sign. Okay, and the way it's presented today is not the form that it was intended, or the original form was, yes, the surfers had it right, and they didn't wave it like how people wave the shaka sign today. No, that's not how the surfers did it. Okay, anyway. give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, I try to help you stay out of trouble, keep your car from breaking down. If you don't do what we recommend, it's going to break down. Especially on the new cars, the transmissions are being recalled and they're having problems with the automatic transmissions. And I've been recommending to you, the people, to flush the trans and use the AMSOIL, automatic trans oil, AMSOIL. Okay? And I say this because we have customers with cars that have been recalled for the transmission, and the dealers find that there's nothing wrong with it. It didn't have to be recalled. So, you know, in a lot of cases, it's the manufacturers that's using the wrong oil, okay? So, anyway, on Kamehameha Highway, I think it was Mark Takai that had the state put up a fence down the middle of Kamehameha Highway. It cost us millions to put that fence up. Where is the fence today, folks? That was only put up a few years ago, or 2 years ago, 1 year ago. They broke it down and threw it away. They threw the fence away. Okay? They have a fence going down Vineyard Boulevard too. You know? And it's just a lot of waste of money. You can't be wasting money and raising taxes to the people. But it's you, the people, and you do it. Okay? So, anyway, who's next?
We have Louis from Waipahu.
Hi, Louis.
Hello. Is the Trivia, is it fishermen from La Ye? Hawaiian fisherman?
What was he doing?
He was fishing, and he lost his three fingers.
You got part of it right, but wrong person. Yeah.
And then he became a security guard.
Yeah.
On the sugar train.
On the what?
Sugar train.
He became a security guard on the...
Sugar train. Yes.
Okay, now you got it right.
Okay.
Now you got it right. How did he lose his fingers?
Fishing. He was a fisherman.
But what was he doing that caused him to lose his fingers?
No, that part I think you got wrong. He lost it on the train.
Huh?
He lost it on the train.
Yeah.
Yes. He lost his fingers on the train.
That's how he became the...
Yeah, and then when he waved to people, he had only the thumb and the baby finger. And that's how the Shaka sign started.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, give Wanda your information.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. We finally got a winner. Never expected that.
Lewis.
Anyway.
What is your last name?
Anyway, well, you need to stop safety check, folks.
Uh-oh.
We need to get rid of safety check because it's getting harder and harder to find safety check stations. They're closing down. And they don't do the proper job anyway. So why have safety check? 40 states in the USA don't have it. Why does Hawaii have it? It's because of our politicians. That's why. And there's only one person pushing for it. And you got a dozen that says no. What's up with that? Okay? if the state had common sense, if a car gets into a bad accident because the front axle broke off or something that was supposed to be checked by safety check wasn't checked, they would have a big, big, humongous lawsuit. Okay? So why have this? Get rid of safety check. I think they're spending tax dollars for the administrative costs about $1.2 million a year. So why have it? Cut it out. Follow Oregon. They have it made. They got it the right way. Oh boy, I tell you. We got to do something with that. Okay? We need to get rid of safety check and reconstruction. Because number one, it's not being enforced. Number two, it's just nothing. Not enforced, so why have it?
What is the price for the trivia?
Oil change. Anyway, okay. The other thing that I am against is seatbelts. Okay? The government cannot enforce laws like seatbelts for your safety. I mean, you have your own common sense whether you should have a seatbelt or not. It's like a helmet. Same thing. It's up to you, the people, to decide for your own safety. When is it that the government comes in and says, okay, you have to do this, you have to do that for your safety? When does the government think of your safety? When? Okay? A good example is that accident on the H1 freeway where the tractor trailer on the got into an accident. It's because the lane was too narrow. And that narrow, making the lanes narrow is only supposed to be temporary. It's supposed to drop the speed limit to 35 miles an hour, not 60. Okay? So, anyway. I think it's break time, Wanda.
You want to go to Dr. Dean first?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. And then we'll be right back with Dean.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalamuili East Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on, something I expected late. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it wins life, and the pain is cutting me like a 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments. And I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you again.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive. George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's
that reading?
That reading.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to let everybody know again, I did my weekly test at the Shell. It's near 90. The premium is over 89 and just near 90.
Mm-hmm.
Best it's ever been in a while.
That's good.
Yep.
But you're not supposed to say it because they might drop it.
You're right, right?
Now it's going to drop.
Not when I test it every time I fill up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dean.
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay.
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
I got an answer for Rolling Bob when he asked, what are we going to do, where are we going to put all the homeless? I was just passing by the Ilani Palace the other day, and I noticed... there were like 20-something homeless people around, gathering around the Ilani Palace grounds and the archives and the Bureau of Conveyance. And I'm thinking, is this going to increase? And probably so. So I think the place to put them is on Governor Eagle's mansion and the Capitol lawn. This is an increasing problem. Something's got to be done. But I'm moving right along real quick. I just got my newsletter from the Bottled Water Supply, Water Matters, and I had an alarming statement. It said the Department of EPA, the Health Department, and the Navy, and the Bottled Water Supply announced their revised plan for the AOC, which is a final administrative order of consent, about the fuel leak at Red Hill. It says that the latest revision now, they will allow the Navy to up to 22 years to implement repairs and upgrades to the facility. I think I agree with the Outer Circle. They're demanding the Navy to completely dismantle and remove them. It's leaking fuel in every water well, the aquifer from Radio Monolulu all the way to Hawaii Kai. So virtually all of Honolulu has contaminated jet fuel water, carcinogenic and all that. But one thing about this, how come the EPA demanded all the service stations to remove all their fuel tanks way back, the steel ones, and put double line composite and steel tanks to prevent leaking, and now the Navy won't do it, the EPA won't do nothing, the state and the city and the Department of Supply is not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me, as far as the Navy's representative said, oh, the priority is the mission of the Air Force and the Navy in the whole Pacific Rim should something happen. So I'm saying, they're saying that their priority comes over the health and safety and well-being and welfare of the people of the states, particularly Honolulu.
Well, you know, Bruce, these people don't have common sense.
I know.
Because they have to drink the same water we drink.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Right now, the best I can do is I'm using a water filter, but what about, you know, I use that for cooking and drinking, but, you know, what about taking a bath, brushing your teeth, washing your face and eyes? And
we need the same thing.
Even feeding your pets.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to wish you and your staff and all your listeners a happy Thanksgiving, and take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Mahalo, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Okay, for your cooling system, folks, listen up now. On your cooling system in your car, when you have the cooling system flushed out, I recommend 30% coolant. 30%, okay? 70% water. Not 50-50 and not 100%. But 70% water, 30% antifreeze, okay? And it'll run cooler. For those people that have cars that overheat and run too hot, then run straight water. Straight water. And use a little chemical called anti-rust to keep the insides from rusting, okay? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080 if you have a question, announcement, whatever. Okay? Okay. Anyway. This problem with Honolulu is really getting out of hand. I just had a customer that went into a big pothole and damaged his rim. His wheel got damaged. And he's asking me if it can be repaired. Wheels cannot be repaired. Aluminum alloy wheels cannot be repaired, folks. Okay? Because when they make the wheel, it is tempered. It's hardened. When you heat it up by welding, it'll soften the metal. So, it cannot be repaired, it got to be replaced. Okay? Okay, who do we have next?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. I called up a week or two ago about that city council meeting for the rail on Monday night, I think, and you said you were going to check on it.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever able to find out for sure when that was?
No.
Well, I had heard about it somewhere on a radio or a news or someplace, but when I tried to check on it on the city council website, they didn't seem to have anything that I could find very easily. They had the archive of the one that had just passed. That was easy to find. But the upcoming stuff is hard to find.
Yeah, because they don't want the people involved.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So, I don't know, somebody should be complaining or making a complaint about that kind of stuff. The news didn't seem to be very helpful either. It didn't cover that stuff, you know? I called up the news station and complained to the guys, you know, kind of thing. So maybe more people should do that, you know? Stanchions you mentioned, where are they located at, the ones for the rail that are cracking? Where did you hear about that or see it? Or
a lot of my listeners have been telling me about it, and they see the cracks, and to hide the cracks, some of them put designs on the pillar.
Somebody got to put some graffiti on there saying refused or not acceptable or something.
Yeah, and there's a section there, close to Eva, the two rail, what do you call that?
Sections?
Yeah, it doesn't meet.
Right, yeah, I was wondering about, I heard about that a while back, but I didn't hear about these stanchions cracking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
And these rail people who do the rail, they know about it.
Right.
They know they're using the wrong concrete.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you ever listen to Carol Cox, the environmental guy? That he reports on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to listen, but you know, Sunday is my day of sleeping, so.
Right.
He's on too early.
Well, I think he's 9 to 11 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's this station, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, and also he's been on to the water thing, the leaking tanks. This is the first time I hear that the city is going to give the feds 23 years to fix it. Is that what that caller said earlier?
Yeah.
23 years?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I don't know if you got his phone number or not, but maybe you can let him know about those stanchions and the 23-year fix for the water.
Okay,
supply.
Okay. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, okay. And the answer to that is the HonoluluTransit.com.
.org. And they'll have the upcoming schedule.
Okay. It's HonoluluTransit.org. Okay. Anyway. When you buy a classic car, check the VIN number. Go look it up, because the VIN number tells you what that car is or was. Okay? Go look at the VIN number. It's the easiest way, or not so easy maybe, but that's the way to do it. Is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back. Onto Nimitz Highway, and she looked to the left, saw that no cars coming, and started to pull out, but a guy was speeding around that turn, there's a bend, and rammed into the front of her car. So be very careful with that intersection. Highly dangerous, okay, if you have to go another way. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Joe from Honolulu.
Hi, Joe.
Joe, so I get problem with my fuel pump. Could you please recommend a mechanic?
My son can do it.
Okay, what's your phone number?
847-5554.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyway. Be careful of that intersection. It's very, very dangerous. Okay? And it's raining, so use Rain-X on your windshield. It repels the water. It makes it easier for your wipers to wipe the window. Excuse me. Okay? Use Rain-X. Very easy. Spray it on. Spray it around. Get a wet towel. Wipe it off. That's it. Easy. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call, 524-1080, if you have a question, recommendation, whatever. Okay? Okay, and tires, tire pressures, folks. I see so many people still running underinflated. You know, when I got to park far away from the store and shopping mall and I got to walk, I amuse myself by looking at everybody's tires. And 90% of them is underinflated. 90%. How can I tell? Well, there's not supposed to be a bulge on the bottom where it touches the road. And it's got a, like a bulge. You know what a bulge is? Yeah, just look down and you see the bulge. Okay? It's not supposed to have that bulge. Okay? So, that's the way you can tell. Real easy. Now, when you have your alternator replaced, well, when you have to check if your alternator is charging or your battery is no good, the easiest way to check the alternator without instruments is to remove the negative cable from the battery with the engine running. With the engine running, you remove the negative, the one with the minus, that cable. And if the engine keeps running, your alternator's charging. If the engine dies, that means your alternator is not charging. Okay? Very easy. Okay, so that way you can determine what killed the battery or if the battery is good or no good. Okay? I know everybody's out there scrambling, writing this down. It's recorded on the computer. So just go back and listen again. Okay? So, anyway, hopefully we can help you with all this. buying tires, here's a deal. It's the best deal. I've never seen a better deal than this. Buying tires on Amazon.com is the cheapest, the best way to go. And if you're a premier member, it's free shipping. What a deal. Cheaper than Costco and free shipping. Go check it out, Amazon.com. Okay? So, anyway. Dean did the checking of the gas in Honolulu. And there's three stations that's excellent. The Shell station in Pa'ua, Baritania and Makali, and Kohala Shell. All the rest we've been checking and is not so good. Okay, so on the island of Kauai, it's 79 the high.
Is that all grades or?
All the premiums on that island, every brand, is 79. You cannot run a weed whacker on that substandard fuel. So, I know Kauai don't pick up our broadcasting, but some people listen on the internet and they can hear it. So, you know, let people know it's very low.
So they have to get ethanol from Harvey.
Yes, ethanol acts as an octane anti-knock. Okay, and I know Dean loves it. He loves ethanol. So do I. So anyway, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at 524-1080. Okay. When buying a used car, always take it to a mechanic to have it checked. Now, when you take your car in for safety check, make sure they're checking it right. Okay? But best of all, let's get rid of it. Because they're not doing it right. If they're not doing it right, they're not enforcing it. Why have it? My car doesn't have a safety check for the last 4 years. So, and nobody enforced it. Anyway, get rid of it. One less headache, okay? And if you do have safety check on your car, remove the VIN number. They have the serial number for your vehicle on the safety sticker. People can take pictures of that with their cell phone and go to a locksmith and make a key. Very simple. And come back and get your car. After they steal your car, they change the license number and they have a free car. Nobody will ever find it again. So, remove the VIN number from their safety sticker. Very easy. You get brake clean, acetone, lacquer thinner, nail polish remover, and just rub it off. Okay? Very easy. Be safe than sorry. Because most of you don't have theft insurance anyway. Okay? Okay, it's that time. I'd like to thank everybody that called in, that made the show what it is today. And please, don't drink and drive, and take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Aloha.